Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 8 meeting with the Bears.
It was good, yeah. Obviously he was missed, and he'll continue to get better and better, and be happy to have him out on the field whenever that is.
When he is out there, does that kind of boost the energy or the aura at all when he's on the field with you guys?
I think we're always ecstatic and having fun in practice. Anytime we come out here and get better, it's a good day.
Tyler, when you guys went through the film from the Rams game, and particularly the sequence from those three attempts from the goal line, I guess what were the biggest learning points or teaching points to that?
Yeah, just got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. Story of football, when you get down to the red zone, get down to the low red, you got to find a way to get the ball in there.
What did the bye do for you, and how do you come back from that, kind of focus on the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think the bye week was great. You know, a good reset, good opportunity to get guys healthy, and a good opportunity to make a run and go 12-5.
Again, Tyler, it's obviously easy for us to write that this is like a playoff game, but I mean, do you sense that sort of feeling in the room that you guys are in almost like a win or go home state right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think any NFL game is important, but the position we put ourselves in, you know, makes it even more important. But I think guys are just as intentional as they were week one to now. Those are the kind of players we have in this group, and you know, we're continuing to get better and better each and every week in practice. And you know, getting ready for a great Bears team coming into the bank.
Tyler, as one of the veteran leaders on this team, does it bother you that there's so much attention on player leadership? Has that resonated to you guys in the rest of the locker room?
I think we have great leadership in the locker room. A lot of veteran players, a lot of guys that played a lot of good football, and a lot of guys that you know hold each other accountable. So I don't really see an issue in veteran leadership at all. Guys are happy and excited to still come in here and practice at a high level and perform at a high level. And we just got to keep getting better and better and try to find ways to win football games.
Along the same lines, you know, when a team starts off 1-5, there's a lot of questions that, you know, especially even the head coach with John Harbaugh. Do you feel this team still responds to John in the same way it has in the past?
Absolutely. You know, he's one of the best coaches in the league for a reason. He's been doing it for a long time, and you know, at the end of the day, it's our responsibility as players to go out there and play as hard as we can, no matter what the situation is.
Tyler, John just said that Emory Jones is going to be elevated to the active roster. What have you seen from him the past couple of weeks of, you know, working alongside him and bringing him through?
Yeah, I know Emory's been working hard to get back, obviously, ever since his injury from college. You know, guys who's obviously hasn't had, you know, many opportunities at the NFL level, you know, missing OTAs and then camp. So it's been good to see him out and get practice reps.
You've had this little time to reflect. I mean, why do you think that kind of the performance and the energy that you've seen in practice, we just talked about it again, hasn't always translated to Sunday?
Yeah, good question. No, I think there's a lot of things that go into that. At the end of the day, it's a player-driven league, and we got to play at a higher level. You know, no matter who's out there, we got to play at a high level. I really don't think we're too far off. It's just little things that I think are beating us, and it's time to get a win.
We saw a little bit of Tyler Huntley in that fourth quarter of that Rams game. What do you think Tyler does to, you know, what does he add when you know he's put in that quarterback for you guys?
Yeah, all the quarterbacks we have the utmost trust in them. No matter who's in the game, we got to play at a high level. Everyone around him has to play at a high level. They all do a great job running our offense at an extremely high level, and I think guys respond well to whoever's in the game.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.